Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. It's the way we make a difference. You make a difference by making changes, by understanding, by getting involved. That's how you do it. Again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and you know, really getting informed, I guess, is what I want to say. But I don't want to say a mic drop moment because I kind of don't really like that term. But if you stay with those kind of things, when you stay on task, you stay in the truth, and when you're talking to people about certain issues, feed them the truth. Right? I mean, feed them the truth, and that way there, what are they going to come back with? When they throw, like I did with the caller earlier, who started spewing all kinds of stuff that I know wasn't true. And give me a month. Can tell what publication? When did that happen? Right? They can't do it because it's not. They've picked up a term or they've heard somebody else say it. Right? And so that's what they run with. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, I love this. You cannot make this stuff up. Which one do I want to do first? Oh, here, let's do this one. Well, you can be at rest. The FBI is all over it. They've made sure that people are taken off the streets and willing to cause harm and danger to our country. So the FBI arrested a Virginia grandma for walking inside U.S. Capitol for 15 minutes with her elderly mother on January 6th. Right? I'm sorry. Then what damage can they do? As one person put it, the FBI arrested a dangerous Trump-supporting grandmother this week after committing the very serious criminal act of walking inside the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And again, they have the cameras out there. They have all these cameras, but somehow they wouldn't show us the footage. Now, she was there for about 15 minutes. Right? And didn't touch anything, didn't do anything but walk in, look around, and leave again. And she was with her older mother. Her older mother. Anyway, the again, they can find these people. But there's so many other crimes that have been committed, serious major crimes that have been committed, and the FBI can't seem to find those. Now, the FBI, technically, they put over 100 man hours into identifying, documenting, tracking, visiting, and arresting that notorious grandma. I don't even know where to go with this. Again, 15 minutes, that's what the court papers call out. That she was watched, that she was viewed for 15 minutes, wandering around. So what damage did she do? She ain't going to stop anybody. Very old woman. I am glad to see that the FBI is all over this violent extremist, getting her off the street so there's no damage. And yet we got reports now that they knew or had many reports about the shooter. The shooter at the Christian school. And yet they did nothing about it. Right? I mean, seriously, two old women wandering around the Capitol are so important that it takes 100 hours to capture them. And yet, having the information up front, ahead of time, of a shooting at a school, and nothing, they do nothing about it. And we're supposed to, I've said this forever, I've got family members at the FBI. Rank and file are not happy. They don't like what's going down. They don't like how they're being pegged. When truly it's management that's making all this happen. It's just amazing. Well, and another insurrection. With no movement, again, from the FBI, right? Those transactivists, they invaded Florida State Capitol. Chanting, whose schools are schools? Outraged over legislators voting to protect children. Now, think about something. Can you imagine if we did that? Maybe that's what we need to start doing here in California. You need to have, 100, 200, 300 people going into these school board meetings and screaming, whose schools are schools? Go to the education meetings in Sacramento, California. Whose schools are schools? Let's see how differently we're treated than they're treated. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Don't do anything stupid, right? We'll be right back. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE. We'll see the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Head over to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. There's a lot going on there. A lot you can get involved with. Great stories go up on a regular basis. And I appreciate your time reading them. You know what? Give them a thumbs up. Give them a thumbs down. Give them a thumbs something. But check them out. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, and again, these stories that I'm going over with you, and we're going on, you know, all week long. And you don't hear anything about them. Because it doesn't, again, I say it, it's the truth, it doesn't fit their narrative. Right? You got the Florida State Capitol building. And, you know, they're out there. They've invaded the inside of the Capitol. They wouldn't leave at the time. And I guess that was okay. I'm just saying, I mean, it's just amazing. So they take over the Capitol building, and not one of them was arrested. One organizer dressed in this goofy tie-dye shirt, he could be heard screaming, "This fight does not end here. We keep showing up every single day. We keep making our voices heard." And then he was the one that led him into whose schools and our schools. And I'm saying it again. Not the illegal parts, but do what they do. Right? That simple. In Tennessee, they did the same thing. They actually went into the Tennessee chamber. They disrupted the Tennessee legislature. Now, didn't those people on J6, on the J6 committee, didn't they charge these members with disrupting, right, a congressional process or, you know, a legal process, whatever they called it? At least that's what I remember. But this is okay, right? Because this administration is in line with this. So this is all fine. Then you have another one on, what was it, just 2 days before that. All of them happened this week. Another insurrection occurred in Kentucky. Trans activists invaded the Kentucky State Capitol building after Kentucky's GOP-led legislature voted to override Democrat Governor Andy Beshear's veto of a bill restricting medical child sex changes. Now, at least in Kentucky, 19 of them were arrested. But again, that's okay. They're good with that. Because it fits their narrative. It's good for them. See, that's what I'm saying. It never stops. As long as it's on their side, as long as they've decided it's the right thing to do, then violence is okay. And more crazy, you know, my heart goes out to the girls, to the women, now women probably, but to the girls, the younger girls, who have beat their brains out, who have worked most of their young lives to become great at, I don't care what it is, swimming, tennis, softball, whatever it is, only to have a man step in at the last moment and beat you. This story is amazing. So, a bearded power lifter entered the Canadian women's competition to make a point. And he shattered all the female records. So he said, dudes are entering women's sports, breaking records while women are pushed to the sidelines. One man had enough of this. And he did what he could to point out the absurdity of men in women's sports. Canadian powerlifting coach Avi Silverberg. He entered the Alberta women's bench press and shattered the record. He claimed he was a woman, and he won the trophy. The New York Post has reported that the bearded male powerlifter, he simply identified as a woman, entered the Hero Classic in Lethbridge, Alberta. He proceeded to lift almost 370 pounds, which shattered the existing Alberta record of 270 pounds. Wow. But men don't have any more, you know, they don't have a leg up on women. Is that what you always hear? Seriously. You know, again, when they come out, now he did this to make a point, to show you. Now, outrage in the sport began after a disrespectful post from a trans-identifying male powerlifter. It went viral. The trans-identifier male, Annie Andres, is Alberta, Canada's women's powerlifting record holder. Male who identifies as a female is a woman's powerlifting record holder. Just to make sure we understood that. Right? Now, there's no understanding for these people that men have greater upper body strength than women. There is a difference. Why you keep denying it, I don't know. Is it because, you know, you want what you want, what you want? Is it, I don't even know. My mind can't go that far left, that far into the toilet to even have this make sense. You know, think of everything your biology and science teachers have to lie about to try to make this okay for you. Right? Just saying. When you look at the difference, the Independent Council of Women's Sports, and they're looking to put up heroes for women. They're looking to put up, you know, mentors and all this for women. How do you do that with a guy at the top? And this guy just proved a point, like he said. That's how easy it was for him to enter the competition. So I don't know how you get back to it, but you women feminists have really blown it. Big time blown it. I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you, you know, spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Going to talk a little bit about some of the election fraud that went down. It's still coming up. It's still making its way through the court system. I don't know why it takes so long. We'll have it figured out by the time, well, maybe 26. She's talking about a Wisconsin cybersecurity expert who freaked out the audience, admits that Wisconsin's voting machines can be hacked. Wow. I can't even imagine. This is the first time we've done these stories. Any of these mechanical voting machines, I'm sorry, internet voting machines, any of them can be hacked. And we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Always appreciate your time with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You do that by understanding what's going on. You do that by knowing what the facts are. Be back in a few minutes.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A tornado outbreak is underway in the Midwest. There have been reports, perhaps hundreds of injuries and widespread damage after one tornado that ripped through central Arkansas in Little Rock. where this woman took shelter.
And then we came out and there was a tree on my car.
There are reports of two other tornadoes that hit the state. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has declared a state of emergency. Meanwhile, there was a confirmed tornado in western Iowa and in Illinois, and another north of Memphis in Covington, Tennessee. Also reports of out-of-control wildfires in northeast Oklahoma City, burning several structures on Friday. Former President Trump has raised over $4 million since his indictment in Manhattan. On Thursday, it was announced Trump will face over 20 charges, some of them felonies. Over the next 24 hours, Trump's campaign began sending out fundraising emails and also asked for donations on his Truth Social platform. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Like I said, get involved, get engaged. Truly, truly, truly be a part of the conversation. It's the only way we all win that way, right? If you guys are informed and you're sitting there having a conversation with somebody and they don't know the truth, they think they do, but they don't, and you hit them with some of this stuff, they don't know what to do with it. As I always like to say, it's because they really don't know what to do with the truth, really what it boils down to. But it's not just that. They're so sold out to their ideology, they won't even do homework to find out what's going on. I mean, we, like you heard it earlier, we become lazy. We don't want to fight. We want to enjoy things that our founding fathers gave up their lives over. And we don't want to work for it. Right? Wisconsin security expert freaked out the audience when he told them point blank that Wisconsin's voting machines can be hacked. I mean, you should consider it an act of war, but it is what it is. Now, there was testimony in front of the Wisconsin Election Committee this week. The staff were participating in a minimally publicized trusted election forum. Now, this is on the eve of the most historic Supreme Court race there in Wisconsin history. So how do you stop, right? How do you stop this from happening? What kind of rules / laws / whatever do you have to put in place to make this, to bring these things forward, to redo these machines, to make sure that this thievery of elections, of seats, actually of seats, the thievery to get control over our states our judicial system, our legal system, our laws and ways of life, really. How do you clean those up? The Supreme Court race there will determine the control of the court that currently consists of three constitutional conservatives, three radical liberal progressives, and one swing vote that rules with conservatives the majority of the time. With the constitutional conservative Justice Roggensack retiring, it's critical that the open seat be filled with another constitutional conservative. Very critical. Now, Justice Dan Kelly, who is running an excellent campaign under a very trying circumstance, big tech billionaires and their friends are funneling millions of dollars into the race. You know, it's just amazing. You know, the funny thing about it, this proves it's a sickness. Some of these big tech organizations or companies, the legislative people get in there, and then they turn around, and they pass laws, and they go after you guys in big tech. They charge you all kinds of fees. You must be making a gabillion dollars, and you don't care paying them what you're paying them. Right? There's a great reset being looked at in this country. And guys like Soros know that it's not a matter of... It's what little guys like me have been saying to you for a long time. You don't ignore, but you take your eyes off the federal races, Senate, Congress, that kind of stuff. Start local, school boards, water boards, city council. You go up there, you go up from there to state senator, state assemblyman, those kind of things. You have to take these states back. You have to. Or it's never going to change. Radical liberal progressive candidates, right, they got one in particular that's now trying to be voted in the Supreme Court there, says that she doesn't want any jail time for most convictions. Right? She wants to shred the Constitution for all intents and purposes. Look, a lot of these judges now, these progressive judges, they're not interested in what the Constitution says. They're interested in what they believe to be the truth and what's right and what our founding fathers may have had in mind. Not what they did have in mind. Not what they actually wrote out. That's what Scalia used to do. He used to look, that's why they called him an originalist. He would look at the original intent of the law that was passed, what was being said, what was being debated, to decide what that means. I played that clip for you last night on the Second Amendment, what they used to put the Second Amendment together. And it was very apparent they did not want you, they didn't really didn't want guns to be restricted from people in the house. Period. Anyway, if by some miracle she's elected to the Supreme Court in Wisconsin, it'll be automatically unwind many of the highly successful legislative reforms passed in Wisconsin since 2010. Now, the Wisconsin Election Commission and staff rarely, if ever, make public appearances unless the event is highly controlled, scripted. You know, I mean, you know how it goes. You've seen them happen. The administration of Wisconsin elections have come under very, very heavy scrutiny since 2020 when the presidential election was supposedly decided by 20,000 votes. Right? With a middle-of-the-night voter dump. You know, these are becoming more and more and more common. And you don't always know where they come from. And I mean that sincerely. You don't know where they came from. Many of those voter drops are picked up earlier, you know, picked up when they're done. It doesn't take 3 hours to get where they're going. Came as a huge surprise then, and timing was highly questionable when it was learned that the Wisconsin Election Commission staff would appear with a group of expert election panelists earlier this week, right, at two different election forums. Now, this is on the eve of the statewide election. Now, I got to think that either they're worried they're going to lose, and the conservative will get in, and they're going to have to say, well, we have problems with the machines. Or somebody finally got a spine. But that's really wishful thinking, ain't it? Anyhow, to the shock and amazement of most of the attendees there, at the end of the forum, a widely respected, highly credentialed cybersecurity election expert who lives in Wisconsin He finally disclosed after many years of direct and indirect denials by Wisconsin Election Administration that Wisconsin voting machines can be hacked and that this could be considered an act of war. And a little over the top, but his background involves Wisconsin Army National Guard cyber warfare and an information warfare officer with the Navy for cryptology. Now, he also went on to compare these hacks as a threat to the national critical infrastructure of America, similar to the attacks on the power grid, ports, or dams. He's right. Look, if you can't trust, it's the only thing that we have that we're supposed to have total control over. If you do not have trust in that system, what are you going to have trust in? Now, how refreshing that someone finally states the obvious, isn't it? Somebody finally, I don't know, are they finally growing a conscience? I don't get it. We need to be as loud, not illegal, we need to be as loud and nasty as they are. We need to be as loud, frankly, and in your face as much as they are. Because they don't have a problem with it. Not in the least. And we have the same problems everywhere. In a lot of these issues, we saw it happen in Arizona, Nevada. We have problems with these machines. That's why, the lawsuit against Fox, because they didn't have the real, they wouldn't refuse to put out the real information. You've got to stick to your guns. There's no way around it. You've got to stick to your guns in these things. I know. What are you saying guns to? Yeah, so what? It's guns. You have to depend on those things that will protect you. The truth will protect you. I know that many of you go, look what's happening to people telling the truth. So what? Our founding fathers fought for it. They had no problem giving up their lives, their fortune, and so on. I wasn't one of them, but I'm going to say it that way anyhow. Hid behind the work that the Founding Fathers did. We had it easy. They'd already laid it out. Not a problem. But look what's happened now. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Your vote, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5562. Let's get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Got to work at it. Okay, that simple. Got to work at it. All right. We're talking about some of the, you know, generically discussing how some of these elections have been tainted. And will continue to be tainted because nobody really wants to look at the reality. Look, I was in computers for over 20 years, actually. Right? And you need to understand that computers can be hacked. Information can be played with, if you would. So, when you think about it, when somebody says, you know, if the machines, first of all, if the machines are accessible through the internet, yeah, well, that's a problem to begin with right there. And we've done shows around it, where you had people that have showed up and said, hey, look, I programmed one of those machines. I wrote the program. Those programs could be hacked by doing A, B, C, and D. So I don't know why it's such a big deal to say Yeah, they can be hacked. It's a reality. Anyway, it's so nice, finally, somebody in the tech world coming forward openly, someone who's respected, who's been known for years, and saying, hey, these machines have a problem. Now, the left, right away, you know what they're going to say, right? Yeah, but did it happen? Can you prove it happened? Show us that it actually happened in this election. Well, I'll go one step further with you. Right? You've had some of these states that have said, look, our information got deleted. Our information wasn't kept. You had people who said when they were voting one way, it was coming up a different way. You've had tests done on a handful of these machines, a dozen of them where they play with, and they put the paperwork in, and they vote, and what have you. And then when they tally them, they don't tally properly. Why aren't those machines taken out of service? Now, Carrie Lake, she took to Twitter today to start screaming about Maricopa County's refusal to provide her legal team with public records according to the law, according to Arizona law. Now, Maricopa County came out and they've confirmed that a lot of the ballot signatures didn't match, but also that they erased a bunch of information. I mean, again, it's there. Put it together. You want it handed to you in a neat bow? It's not going to happen that way. They can't, and this is Maricopa County. This isn't some right-wing organization. They've come out and said the signatures don't match. You know, and again, Lake and team are not giving up. They're going to be like, you know, so always nipping at your heels. Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Reichter, who is accused of hiding records from Lake's legal team, he responded with a snarky tweet, and now we're doing this all tweet-wise, right? Stating that Lake's claims lack the evidence that he is keeping from her team. The nonprofit Arizona law called Lake's claim unreal, despite the potential law violation by Maricopa County in hiding the evidence. You know, again, this is quite interesting to watch these things play out. Lake said she's not giving up. She's got the money. She's going to keep it going. On March 25th, Lake attorney Brian Blem, he's had a public records request to record it. And these things here, as I'm learning, are harder and harder to pry out of the hands of the people we're trying to get them from. Right? She was asking to inspect all 2022 general election ballot, the affidavit envelopes, including mail-in, early voting, and late. I love this. Late early ballot envelopes. Envelopes that were sent in early but didn't make it into late. Given the active case, Lake versus Hobbs, it's already moving on an expedited schedule, and considering failure to furnish records promptly is considered a denial of access to records. You know, they do this a lot. They try to get you frustrated. If they get you frustrated, if they can get you to give up, if they can go, oh, well, you know, I can't fight the government, you'll actually, yes, you can fight the government. It takes a little longer. You push a little harder. You have to make more noise. That's how you fix it. That's how you make it happen. Right? I mean, that is really is that simple. Now, in accordance with the law, any person in possession or of a precinct register or list in whole, part, or in any way, or reproduction of the list shall not permit the register or list to be used, bought, sold, or otherwise transferred for any purpose except to be authorized by this section. A person in possession of the information derived from voter registration forms, precinct register, shall not distribute, post, or other. He's using general election laws against her. But she's got a court order. Right? And specifically it says, for election purposes, for news gathering purposes, by a person engaged in newspaper, radio, television, reporting, connected with or employed by a newspaper, radio, television, they can have access to these. along with somebody who ran the race, a candidate. they don't want to give it up. They know you've got them nailed. They know they can't win. Oh, they'll win because they'll find a judge that'll be on their side. But overall, they can't win. Their butt's going to get handed to them. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Andy Biggs has been a great voice, right, for trying to get things worked out, for, you know, speaking out against what's going on with some of these federal agencies. And we're finding out more and more. It's really funny because I don't necessarily want the Republicans doing nothing but having, hearings. But we've got to the point now where we found out that there's so much corruption out there, right, that it's infiltrated every agency. And I think the only way to do it is to keep having and put the information out there. Let it out everywhere. Make sure it is out on Twitter and Facebook and all those places. Now, he spoke out today in a hearing against the weaponized Manhattan DA's office. I mean, again, remember what I said to you earlier? When you look at this, there was no crime. They went looking for anything to nail him with. And then before you know it, they're having to hobble something together that makes absolutely no sense. The congressman vowed to ensure that every single dollar that is, federal dollar anyway, is rescinded from this office and to restore impartiality in our courts. The Gateway Pundit reported that DA Alvin Bragg sent out a new letter to the House Republicans this morning, boasting about his indictment of Trump and accusing them of collaborating with Mr. Trump to vilify, denigrate the integrity of the elected state prosecutors. Listen, it's easy to do. It wouldn't really matter. Take the label of Republican-Democrat off this whole thing. You've got a 500% increase in crime, and you won't prosecute it, but you're spending all this money, time, effort, and energy going after Trump on a crime that was never committed. And you want to say, ex-Governor Cuomo, he's in your team. He's on your side. I'm telling you, you're wrong. There's too much going on here. It's wrong. And these people don't care about the Constitution. They have no shame whatsoever. Because they know what's better than you. They know what's better for you. Congressman Biggs released the following statement calling out former Nazi George Soros and his handpicked minion, Alvin Bragg, for the corrupt bastardization of our justice system. He's right. They know how to do this. They're not stupid people. They've done this for years. They have used the legal system against us for eons, and we've allowed it to happen, and we've never pushed back. Charlie Kirk was at a function with him about 6 months ago, and this is one of the things he carved out. He said, look, they fight everything through the court system. Why aren't we? He's right. If you don't trust the election, you don't trust your government. If you don't trust the vote counting, you don't trust your government. Right? You know, these sham elections for political persecutions, it's exactly how the Nazis and others liked them seize power in Germany. They're using the same playbook now. You know, your weaponizing of government committee chairman Jim Jordan and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, they're there to support and encourage them to join Representative Andy Biggs in fighting against this. If we keep the pressure up, truly keep the pressure up, not back off at all, we can win. Look, you don't give up. We're not done yet. I know many of you feel like it's over. It's not over. Hey, God bless. Have a great rest of the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday. Have a great and safe weekend.